Listening is the key to understanding. Stephen next gives some vital suggestions on how we can improve our family relationships by improving our listening skills.
The problem is that most of us tend to get into a very efficient state of mind. We have our own schedule, we know the kinds of things we want to accomplish, we think it through in our mind, we're under a lot of pressure, there's all kinds of things on our platter, we've got all these balls in the air that we're trying to juggle, and it's tough, and that's the way modern life is. It's a rushing world. It's changing, it's chaotic, it's turbulent. Well, what do you do to handle that? You have to kind of figure it out and then be efficient and schedule yourself and then carry out your schedule. The problem is that when you get into an efficient state of mind, you try to be efficient in your listening as well. And you don't really take time to listen, to understand, to listen empathically. See, empathic listening basically means you listen within the other's frame of reference. You listen within their world. Well, look, if I'm into efficiency, how can I want to really open up to your world? Your world's so different than my world. And I don't know what your world is going to show me. I don't know how open it is. I don't know how many dimensions, how many variables it has. I can't enter your world. I lose my efficiency altogether, and that disturbs and imbalances almost everything else in my life. I don't want to be empathic. That's too much risk. I get too involved. I've got too many things going. I must be efficient. So I learn to adopt certain techniques. I pretend to listen, but I am still basically preparing my response. Why? I'm efficient. I give the impression I'm listening. I look at you in the eye. I turn my head a little. I smile. I nod. I do other things to show I'm listening. But I'm not really. Why? I can't risk it. I'm too vulnerable. Not just emotionally vulnerable because I'm unaware of what might happen and that I might have to change, but I'm also vulnerable in terms of my whole life. I'm not efficient any longer. I cannot accomplish as much.